Kitchen.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
It was a night of goodbyes for the season finale of Saturday Night Live. Amy Poehler returned to do one last weekend update with Seth Meyers. Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, they performed their goodbye sketches too. Ben Affleck hosted, but everyone was way more interested in the musical guest, Kanye West. He performed two tracks off his upcoming CD, Yeezus. The titles alone might give you an indication of what direction the CD's taking, New Slaves and Black Skinhead.
Number four.
The IRS has sent Mary J. Blige a bill for $3.4 million. The IRS says Mary J. failed to pay all of her income taxes from 2009 to 2011. She's also being sued for allegedly defaulting on a $2.2 million bank loan.
Number three.
The Billboard Music Awards had a lot of exciting moments last night. Miguel performing his song Adorn when he jumped from one stage to another and his drop crotch pants caught a fan right in the face, slamming her head backward onto the stage. Justin Bieber was booed when he accepted the first ever Milestone Award, but he told the crowd, hey, he's 19 and he's an artist who should be taken seriously and all the other bull should not be spoken of.
Number two.
Kim Kardashian's baby shower scheduled for June 2nd. The invitations have already been sent out, and based on the invites, she might be having a girl. Guests received a wind-up music box with a twirling ballerina inside, but then again, the baby daddy is Kanye, and that could have been a male ballerina. We don't know.
Number one.
Finally, Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson have broken up again, but their friends don't think it's for good. Kristen planned a huge party to celebrate Robert's 27th birthday on May 13th, but they had a huge argument, and he ended up canceling the party, choosing to celebrate with just a few buddies at the house. No Kristen in sight. Radar Online reporting Kristen's been holed up at her home ever since that fight with Robert, surrounding herself with friends 24/7. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.